My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And today's rockstar, we've got Lauren Brooks. She's the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. Such a fun company. Tell me all about it.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So Little Wasted, we have a couple of different companies under it, but we are everything edible and everything glittery. So we do cocktail rimmers. We have a bakery line called Bakery Bling, and we have a children's line, which is for bakery, and also little rimmers called Itsy Glitzy.
It's all about your love for glitter and putting it as accessories on your drinks, on your baked goods, right?
Absolutely. You know, someone asked me why, and I'm like, because it's fun. It's great. And
it adds, we need a reason to have fun?
No, we don't. No. You know, in today's world, you can have fun, and it kind of lightens the mood, and it's just fun.
Especially people need that just to brighten their day, right? Add a little glitter, a little glam.
As we say, add a little sass to your glass, or every dessert deserves a little bling.
I love it. That's so great. Now, your background is in TV.
It is.
In TV broadcasting. So tell me about that transition from television to entrepreneurship.
You know, after college, I did the route. I went to South Dakota, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I had a daughter too, so it was fun. I had a lot of time. I wouldn't take back any of those experiences. And I think TV taught me a lot. Being that you talk to new people every day, you're always trying to sell something, right? Whether it's yourself, the story, you just need someone to talk to. So
you get
really good at just, you know, selling and talking to people. And I think that's something
that's crucial for entrepreneurship. No,
it is. It's you know, I read a book recently, and it was called Emotional IQ. And it's dealing with other people and just how important that is. Because you can have the brightest IQ, but if you don't know how to work with others or sell to others, then you have a chance of failing.
Yeah. So what do you think is the key to working well with others, and especially in your business?
I think listening to people, but always understanding what they're saying. So the customer, you know, you learned early on, customer's always right, no matter what. But you have to really, for us, we're so customizable, regardless if it's your cocktail rimmer or your baking topping. You know, we really work with our customers, and we always want them to be happy. So it's important.
So when did you come up with the idea? And then when did you realize that you were onto something?
So when we started Little Wasted, perfect name for liquor. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a low calorie cocktail, but I wanted it to be in beautiful packaging, you know, leopard lace, the whole glitter experience.
And let me guess, because you wanted something like that, you're like, I'm going to create my perfect drink.
Oh, absolutely. My graphic artist, you know, here we have this beautiful bottle, but not understanding what could actually be put onto a bottle. It's not that easy, just creating a bottle. And yes, that's what we want. So I went and met with a distillery, and the guy was like, you don't want to get into liquor. And I was like, what? Why not? Who doesn't want to get into liquor?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, you know, you really should look at other avenues. You should try and do something like a cocktail rimmer. And I was like, cocktail rimmer. Okay. You know, and just, you know, it takes so long to go through all the government approvals. You have to get TTB, then you have to work with your state licensing, go through all that kind of stuff, the liquor licenses in the state. So I decided, okay, you know, let's look at these cocktail rimmers. And, you know, they were all just so boring. You get them in a, you know, it just, my thing, you have girls' night out, or you go into a bar, or there's happy hour, you're there to have a good time.
Right.
So I started looking at all these flavors, and so our initial flavors we came out with all were edible glitters. We could put edible glitter hearts and stars and all these different shapes, lips. You know, we have one now, it's called Coconut Kiss, and it's coconut flavored and has little lips in it that are red and glittery. So, it's fun. And we came out with flavors like cotton candy and birthday cake and toasted marshmallow, and then we have the lemon and things like that, and that's really how we started. We went to one of the gift shows. So I remember my husband went, this was back a couple of years ago, I think I just had a baby, my mom went with us to help take care of the baby, my daughter was in Atlanta, we went to the gift show. And your initial thought is like, you love your product. So, it's got leopard on the sides, it's so cute. And we went to our first gift show and I figured, oh my gosh, this is just, everybody was saying it's going to sell. And when I first went to that show, it was like, oh my gosh, there's so much more work that has to be done.
So what kind of work needed to be done, and why do you think it didn't sell as much as you thought at that point?
It sold well. I mean, we went into over 400 gift stores across the country. But what I think I failed was, it's a product that belongs in a liquor store where, when you go and you're going shopping for a party, you're going to shop for drink mixes, things like that. So someone who's having a party is most likely looking for a drink rim.
Right.
It's not your person at home on maybe a Monday night, Friday night, who gets home from work and is like, okay, I'm going to throw on a glittery rimmer to go on that drink.
It's so knowing where your audience is and how they're using your product
Absolutely.
Can point you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Of how to market it, where to market it.
Absolutely. Because that's really important. Mm-hmm. And that was something maybe I hadn't necessarily thought about. So we did well. And I guess where, it kind of evolved was when we had people from the baking industry asking us if we could do something like that for the baking industry.
So people were actually asking you for your product.
Absolutely.
In a different way.
Right. And because edible glitter is so expensive, I mean, it sells from anywhere from $150 to $300 a pound.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's really expensive.
So, well, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. How do you even find edible glitter? Do you have it made especially for your company?
We do. So,
So you had to develop this product. Tell me what went into that.
We look at the market. I look at the market a lot differently now than I did when I first came in. Because when I first came in, I was trying to just get my, my sea legs, trying to understand. Because, I think the thing too is every industry I've gone into, I didn't have the knowledge of it. So it's not like I went to culinary school or I went to, mixology school. I don't even know if they have a school for that, but it's not like I worked in bars or things like that.
Yeah.
I did TV. So I think that made me, it was good in the sense that I knew how to deal with people. So I think that's how I always made it. That's how I've made it as far as I've made it.
And you're always a student when you're in journalism and a reporter.
Right.
So you probably had that desire to research and figure it out.
Absolutely. So I think for us, the baking industry started we went to a fancy food show and went in as a new company, and that did well for us. And from there, we went to the IBIE and the IDDBA shows. And we also had a distributor that we were working with very closely. I learned some lessons through that as well, but it's all kind of brought me to where we are now. And now we really started in the wholesale and the baking industry, and we're coming back to retail. So we're in Michael's. We're going into other large retail boxes, but we started wholesale. So we started going to the grocery stores, Safeways, Vons, all those, large consumers that were using our product in their in-store bakeries or were using it on their products. I don't know, looking back at it now, I don't know if that was the right way to start or if we should have started with the smaller, bakery stores and places like Michael's, even though Michael's is one of the largest bakery
store.
They're a craft store, but they have a large baking aisle.
Yeah.
So we went wholesale first.
Okay.
And but with that, I mean, we are OU, so we are in the process of being woman certified right now. We're OU kosher. We're certified organic. We're third party certified.
Wow. And obviously, as you mentioned, you're a people person, so I'm sure that's been a key factor in getting into these stores like Michael's. But beyond that, what's been your strategy for building these relationships so these stores will sell your product?
You know, I'm a kind of person, I email, even if I don't hear back, I'll email them again. Mm-hmm. And then a little time goes by, I'll email them again. I mean, I know how busy my own life is.
Right.
I have three children. So sometimes you forget about things or you're like, okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But I just keep after it. So
until they can't ignore you.
Well, and it's because it's a product I believe in. And so I know sometimes new is different and maybe new isn't always accepted. And I know it can take a long time. I think for me, this has been the hardest lesson I've learned. It's not everything happens today, but it takes time and it can take a lot of time. But I think I'm persistent and I'm a hustler. So I'll never give up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what has made me Little Wasted Bakery Bling successful is, you know, it was, I don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were on Billion.
Keep sending those emails.
Keep sending them. You know, it's crazy because Tillman, we were on his show, Billion Dollar Buyer. I reached out to his head of beverage 2.5 years ago to get the cocktail rimmers. In my thought, it's a glitzy, which, you know, pink lemonade, Shirley Girl, Shirley Temple flavor, cola. It'd be perfect for Rainforest Cafe.
Uh-huh.
So I sent that email 2.5 years ago. And, you know, send us some samples. And then you don't ever hear anything back. And it's kind of crazy the way things work because everything works the way it's supposed to. No matter if you force it or if you don't, it's going to work out the way it is. But now we're in Mastro's. Now we're in. And I may have had to wait 2.5 years, but sometimes that's how long you have to wait.
Patience and persistence, so very key. We are going to be right back with my guest, Lauren Brooks. She's the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And joining me, Lauren Brooks. She is the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. Now, we were touching on earlier how there's this fine balance between staying focused on your goals and letting them kind of organically evolve. Like, for example, you never thought you'd be in the baking industry. So how did you know that, you know what, there's an opportunity here and I do want to go in this direction?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to someone about that yesterday. I think you have to kind of see what's out there. There's so many people doing so many things now. And your business can change. It's like life. You may not expect it to change, but you kind of have to go with the flow. And I think for me, for a long time, that was hard because I had set myself out, even when I did TV, that this is what I was going to do. I was going to get back to LA and I was going to, that's what I was going to do. Things change and sometimes products change or things like that happen. So I think for me, it was, there was an opportunity in the bakery industry. No one was doing what we were doing. So me, I said, let's run as fast as possible. And I think that's sometimes what you have to do. I mean, if there's a ton of products out there and yours necessarily may not be different, you have to find the difference.
Right.
And that's, I think, what you have to do now because there's so much competition in everything.
But sometimes, just because sometimes something is easier doesn't mean that that's the route you should take. It still has to be fun for you. It has to be a passion.
Right.
So how did you know that not only is this going to be a good opportunity, but I do want to spend my time and resources in this direction?
I love creating. So for me, creating all these different toppings for all these different desserts was a lot of fun. And even the cocktail rimmers, you know, I get to mix them, make them, flavors, all that type of thing. Different sugar pieces, whatever else we add to them. I enjoy doing that. So for me, it was creative. It was fun. And I liked doing it. And there was an opportunity in that industry. And I remember not even the first month after we had Bakery Bling, we saw a large purchase order come in from Safeway Vons. And, you know, and to me, that's like, oh my gosh, the product works, you know? And it's like seeing that vision become a reality. And then you see the potential, you know, that's just one grocery store or, you know, whoever may be selling it. And the opportunity, that's to me, I always see all the opportunity. Even now, I mean, Bakery Bling's only been around for 2 years. We're in Michael's. We've done the Safeway. We've done a lot of other businesses. You know, we've worked with Disney. We
We do a lot of different work, but there's still a lot of opportunity that we haven't even tapped into.
Yeah. And you learned kind of the hard way, but a good lesson on spending money wisely, because recently you were putting money in a direction that you were realizing, okay, this is not going to pay off.
And it is true. I mean, I think everybody needs a good mentor. My husband is, you know, probably I'm like more like this and he's like this. So he keeps me balanced.
But, so you would consider him a business partner as well, or a mentor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has his own businesses, but anytime I need to talk to someone, he's always there. Mm-hmm. And he said, Lauren, you have to stop throwing good money at bad. And for me, when we started Little Wasted, it was to have a liquor company. And I had gone through a few obstacles in that, and persistence. Again, I'm very persistent, but sometimes you have to kind of sit back. And if something may not be going your way, it may not be the best thing to be persistent if you're throwing money at it. So we were trying to get this bottle packaged, and we had put a lot of money into the tooling of the bottle and other things, and the packaging wasn't going to work out, but they told us it was going to work out. So I kind of had to learn that lesson the hard way.
Sometimes you just cut your losses and move on.
And, you know, and I'm not saying the liquor won't ever happen. It's just not now.
Sometimes the timing has to line up.
So absolutely.
You figured out that this was the better thing to start with.
Well,
the bakery.
The bakery is doing so well.
Yeah.
That I need to put my focus into that.
Right. So, yeah, putting your focus into what's giving you the results the quickest.
It's working, and it may not be what you thought would work.
Yeah. So this has been wildly successful. It's grown 400% in the past year. What's been the key to that kind of growth?
I think persistence. You know, just keeping at it, realizing what the market is and how to go about it. Like I said, I'm not from the baking industry. So trying to find these contacts, trying to find out who's in charge, it takes work. But if you're willing to put in the hard work and be persistent, you're going to get results, especially if it's a product that works.
And you're kind of marketing to two different groups. One, the retailers, and then two, the customers.
Absolutely.
So how do you navigate that and make sure that you're talking to the people you need to talk to?
So I guess for social media, so we have Little Wasted and we have Bakery Bling, and they are marketed completely different. Mm-hmm. So Little Wasted, Bakery Bling can be under Little Wasted. And obviously the Glass Glitz and the Itsy Glitzy, that's all under Little Wasted. But as far as the Bakery Bling goes, it's marketed by itself. So that's mainly your cupcakes and your toppings and all that kind of stuff. I guess for the Bakery Bling, it's the at-home mom. You know, who's making cupcakes. I mean, that's a huge industry of people making things with their children, or someone who doesn't want to go out and buy the $80 birthday cake and they want to have a fun event with their kids, or making cookies for Valentine's Day. So we definitely cater to them. We're starting to do a lot of videos and showing people how to use the Bakery Bling and you know, invite them into our kitchen. And then for the Little Wasted side, it's just marketing the cocktails, maybe shaking a cocktail. We have floating glitters that go in the cocktail. So you can have like the glittery stars on the top of the cocktail, or the hearts, or the things like that.
And speaking of social media, anytime you can be very visually appealing on social media, it does very well. Like, for instance, I took a photo of these gorgeous cookies that you gave me. They are so beautiful and different. Like you said, it's like distinguishing yourself in this industry.
Absolutely.
Of bakery.
And that's what you want to do, is distinguish yourself. What sets you apart?
Mm-hmm. So tell me, do you have any tips or tricks for staying organized and for time management?
I need someone to teach me some of those tricks. For me, organization is important because it's what keeps you organized, knowing everything. I keep myself organized, whether I do a good job at it or a bad job. I mean, I always know everything I have to do. I make lists the night before of everything that I need to check off, so I don't wake up during the night thinking about certain things, but I am a list. I make a lot of lists for myself.
It's so necessary. Yeah.
I know. And then I check them off the next day and make sure I get everything done.
Are you more of like a physical list in front of you on a piece of paper?
Absolutely.
Or is it digital?
Nope. I'm a list in front of, I guess I'm old school. I like to write it out and know exactly what I'm doing. So, you know, in my briefcase, I have you know, sheets of paper that I write my list. And then, so what's it called? You know, the paper that's like
the yellow pad?
Mine's white, but So then the papers can't ever lose themselves because they're attached as well.
Oh, there you go. That's
so
good.
I just go into the next page and the next page because I write down ideas all throughout the day. I mean, we have new products coming out. We have patents on things. We have trademarks. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep organized.
And obviously, you need to be very creative and innovative mm-hmm. in your business. Do you have a strategy for being those things?
No, I mean, I try and work on it every week. So I try and take a few hours a week and, you know, think about what's needed. You have an industry that's so, there's so many products out there, but what's needed? You know, mm-hmm. we talked about it, the sprinkles, the nonpareils, they've been out for so long, the Quinn shapes. So trying to think of new products.
Yeah, how do you disrupt the business and the old model?
And it takes a while. It's not something you're going to roll out and say, okay, here's the new product, you use
yeah.
it. They have to keep seeing it. It's repetition.
Great advice. I love it. So much good stuff. Thank you so much to my guest, Lauren Brooks. She is the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. And we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
This May, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit dedicated to creating life-changing connections between people with vision loss and exceptional guide dogs, wants you to get your WAG on. The first annual WAG-a-thon fundraiser is a virtual marathon that you and your dog can do anywhere at your own pace over the month of May. The goal is to hit 26.2 miles within the month while raising funds for Guiding Eyes. It's an opportunity for you and your dog to stay healthy and do good. President and CEO Thomas Panic has more.
It takes $50,000 to support a guide dog through its lifetime, and we provide them at no cost to the person who is blind. The Wagathon is a great way for people and their dogs to get active while raising money.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Rock stars.
Business Rock Stars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We've got Regan Hillier joining us. She's the founder of Regan Hillier International. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about your company. What do you do?
Absolutely. So we're all about disrupting people's vision of normal. Okay. So two core things that we help people with. One is a really success mindset and helping people shift their external reality from going within. And then the other side of things is helping people with a really big message that they know that they're just born to share with the world. You know, artists, leaders, creators, entrepreneurs, visionaries, helping them unlock that and then monetize that and create a whole lot of impact through that. You know, these are people that want to make millions and impact millions of people in the process.
Fantastic. Is there a specific age range? I know that a lot of millennials are kind of fitting into that category because I'm in a similar space.
Right.
But is there a specific type of person that you work with?
There is a big range. There's a lot of women that do show up and they tend to be kind of like 25, 28, right through to kind of 40-ish. But we get people either side, but that's kind of the core of it.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. What did you do before this, though? I always like to know somebody's like kind of journey.
Right.
What led into this? Was it a mentor? Was it like Tony Robbins, who was it?
Yeah, look, it has been a really organic process. You know, I definitely wasn't someone who was like, oh, you know, I'm going to be a coach and then like did a life coaching course and here we are. It really wasn't that. It was my own organic journey of being really kind of unsatisfied with what I was doing in my life. And so I grew up in Auckland, New Zealand, and had a, you know, amazing education, but was very much told that I had to go to school and work really hard and get good grades and follow that system, right? So I did that, and I was at university studying architecture, of all things, right?
How do you help people architect their life?
Right, exactly. I've never used that degree in my life ever, but I was sitting there actually in a university lecture, and the lecturer walked in and he's like, you know, welcome future architects. I want you to picture your future 20 years out from now. And I did that, and I felt sick in my stomach. And I was just like, man, like, just because I can do this and just because I'm kind of good at this, this isn't me though. And so that's what threw me into personal development and really, you know, soul searching at a really young age and going, why am I here? And what's my purpose in life? And how do I do something that I love and actually make an impact? It really started there.
Fantastic. And who was the first person that you worked with? You don't have to say their name necessarily, but I think that for people on their journey, as you know, because you work with them, the hardest part is usually getting the first person, getting the first person to pay you to essentially get you started.
Right, you mean my very first client?
Your very first client.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny, I remember it down to a T. I charged, I think, $300 for like 3 months of coaching. Like, it was like below minimum wage. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. But I remember, and what's interesting is that this lady is still in my community now. Wow. And actually is still enrolled in my products and services. But, you know, people often ask, you know, what's your proudest moment? And that was one of them. It was receiving that $300.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, because all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, this actually works. Like, like someone actually believes that I can add value. Like, this is so cool. And that's what really helped it roll.
It reminds me of like people with a restaurant. You see, they have like their first dollar made, like laminated on the wall. So what do you feel like are some of the things that ultimately hold people back? You figured it out for yourself and you help others now, but for people joining us and your audiences as well, what do you think are some of the basic things that hold people back from cutting the cord from their job and ultimately going after their dreams, having the income and the impact that they can in the world?
Totally. Look, I think the biggest thing is mindset. It really is. You know, there's so many people that they're looking for the perfect strategy. And this was me,
The perfect time to start, right?
Right, exactly, right. And so this was me. You know, I dug into personal development and I was literally just doing anything I could get my hands on. So I was attending wealth creation seminars and I was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to invest in property. I'm going to learn how to trade currency. I'm going to learn how to start a business, sales, online business, everything, right? And I was like, why is nothing working? I was getting into all of this debt, right? And I said to one of my mentors, I was super frustrated. And I said to him, look, maybe I'm not meant to be successful. You know, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I should just have a job. And he turned around and he laughed at me, like literally in my face, right? And he said to me, he's like, Regan, you've got it all backwards. He's like, look, success is 80% psychology, right? It's 80% mindset and internal wiring, and then only 20% what you do on the outside. And he's like, how much work are you actually doing to condition yourself to succeed? And that's when it clicked for me. And that's when I started doing the internal work. And that's when everything started to shift. So I think too many people are stuck in the how and stuck in the what's the perfect strategy and like, oh, just work harder and it'll change, when really they need to change them. Yeah.
Well, I think that that's the perfect thing, because I think environments are ultimately what create our conditioning and our beliefs and our values. And one of our biggest environments is, we've all heard, is like the five people we hang out with most. So I think that's one thing that you can do to start shifting how you're thinking, feeling, and behaving is who you hang out with. But what are some other, like, maybe not so common things that people can start doing to condition their mindset?
Totally. Well, I would highly recommend that you have some sort of daily mindset routine or ritual.
Well, what's yours look like? Tell
us. Absolutely. So I do a lot of journaling. And for me, I don't think it matters too much how you do it. You know, you can meditate, you can journal, you can visualize, you can Tony Robbins run around and shout and scream and do affirmations. Right? It doesn't really matter what you do as long as you get to the emotional trigger point of actually feeling what you're creating and really living into that. So for me, you know, I do a lot of journaling every single day. I sit down and I start writing out my big picture reality that I'm creating. I dig into identity work of really asking myself, well, you know, who do I need to become in order to create this? And digging into, well, what do I need to believe, right? And really just doing the daily internal work and affirming a lot of it over and over and over again. You know, if someone did that just for 10 minutes a day, their life would look so different.
That's so true. And those little tiny morning rituals and the rituals throughout the day, I think, have been one of the biggest things that shifted my success. It sounds like the same thing for you.
Absolutely.
And I feel like for everyone else that's come on the show.
Yes.
Founder of Regan Hilly International, Regan Hilly is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I want to talk about habits and rituals again for one last second.
Cool.
What do you feel like, outside of the mindset thing, is something that people can start doing for the strategy side? You said 80% of success is the mindset, the psychology. 20% is sort of the things that you're doing, strategies and the tactics.
Absolutely.
What are some of those things?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, you know, it's kind of different depending on where people want to go, right? Because obviously everyone has a slightly different big picture vision. But something I do, which makes sure that I'm always taking aligned action, is I look at, okay, cool, if this is my big picture vision or reality, and if I was in a place where I knew that was done, like if that was locked and loaded in my future, I ask myself, well, what would I be doing now in order to have this show up faster, right? And I just start writing it down. I'd be like, well, I'd contact this person, I'd do this, I'd hire this person, I'd do that, and then start doing it, right? And so if you actually go through that process, then you're not going to be just busy being busy. You're actually going to be doing the work, but it's going to be shifting you forward in an aligned way. Mm.
I want to know from your perspective what you feel like, because there's a lot of people out there that haven't done this yet. Are three things that ultimately every beginning entrepreneur needs to know. So I cut the cord from my job. I'm in like that first beginning stage of starting my business. What are three things that I absolutely need to have in place or be aware of?
Totally. So I would make sure that whatever you're doing is aligned with who you actually are, what you enjoy. It's very, I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy to go and create a company, but it's easy to create a company that you don't love, right? So I would make sure, firstly, that you're doing something that comes from within, that you really care about, that you live into, that is just a part of you, because then when it gets tough, and it will, that will keep you going. So that's the first thing. Second thing, I would find out, okay, cool, what kind of people do I want to help and what are their biggest problems, right? Because obviously you need to be solving their problems or helping them on those pathways in order to exchange some value. And then thirdly, it sounds silly and basic, but you need to get in front of those people. You need to actually launch, right?
Yeah.
You need to actually put your offers out there into the world. There are so many people and they're like, oh, you know, I've got all these great ideas. I know who I'm going to help and I'm just not making the money I want. And I'm like, well, how often are you getting in front of them? And they're just not, right? So yeah, I think those are three core things.
I think that's fantastic. And I love that you said, you know, a lot of times people end up creating a business that they hate.
Yeah.
And so many people that have jobs are like, man, if I could just start my own business, and they create a worse, a lower paying job where they work more hours. So
exactly.
I love that you brought that up.
Right.
So what are some different ways people can get in front of them? I know that you help people do this. So break down for us. What are like some simple ways right now, anybody tuning in with us can start right now getting their message in front of people?
Absolutely. So for me, online is the answer, right? I really think, you know, if you're not online, if you're not on social media, if you're not growing these platforms, like, you're going to be left behind, right? So it can be as simple as simply going, okay, cool. What do I have to say right now? Okay, what do I have to say? And then what is my offer, which is going to lead people into taking some sort of action with me so I can help them, right? And so for me, it's simply, it could be writing that. It could be speaking that in a video. It could be doing a live stream about that on any of your platforms that you have. Now, I'm guessing everyone has like a personal Facebook page, right? Yeah. And so many people go, oh, but I don't have a platform, or I don't have a network, or I don't have a business. No, you actually do, right? Mm-hmm. And you will have some people that are following you and connected with you on there. And you don't necessarily know all of those people in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be getting that authentic content out there with a call to action and just getting it out on those platforms. Like, just start. It can be that simple.
And video. I mean, video is one of the biggest trends right now.
Yeah.
It's like so many people are afraid to just turn their camera on and then film themselves either on their laptop or their phone. But it is that easy. And I think a good message is your first 100 videos may suck.
Yes.
I'm sure yours, like mine, probably weren't as good as they are
now. Totally sucked.
And didn't have a studio and lights and stuff.
Right.
It starts with just a phone.
Uh-huh.
And I think you can still make millions of dollars and impact millions of people just with your phone.
You can.
What do you think has been the biggest aha moment for you? I think that when you get started in business, you kind of learn some things, realize some things.
Uh-huh.
You get in 10 years, 20 years in business, you make your first million, 10 million, and be and you sort of have aha moments or light bulb moments.
Right.
What do you think was one of yours?
I think one of the biggest things is that keeping it simple is sometimes the answer. Right. Especially online, it's very easy for people to get wrapped up and going, okay, cool. You know, I need this big, complicated launch strategy, and I need this, I need that, and I need, you know, all this technology to support me. And sometimes, you know, some of my most successful launches and things that I've done online have been literally just going, wow, like, I feel really cool to do this. Like you said, turning the camera on, just going, guys, I'm running a webinar tomorrow, jumping on, doing it, speaking from the heart, and then having the offer at the end. Like, it can be that simple. And yes, you know, the other stuff can work, and you can spend all this time, like, planning and launching and doing all this stuff. But for me, I just, it's a constant reminder of, like, keep it simple, because that's the stuff that works.
That's fantastic. And I think it's so much easier nowadays to overcomplicate things, and that's what holds people back.
Yeah.
But I love that. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
But the people out there who don't know, like, how is it the right time to start? How is it the right time to hire you or go to you to help me get my message out there?
I think you really just have to make a decision. You know, there's no one externally going, you're now ready, or you need to do this, or you need to climb this ladder. Like, it really comes from you, right?
Okay.
So I think you just need to sit down, get really clear on, okay, where do I want to go? And then choose. And if you feel like you're not ready and you want to sit in your job for 6 months, then fine, go do that and be okay with that.
Yeah.
Or if you're ready to go all in now, make a decision to go all in.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Regan.
Great to have
thanks.
Me.
Thanks. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
To be a great leader these days, you do not need a new set of skills. You simply need to execute the traditional ones at a higher level. Here's a few tips to become a better leader at work. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, lead by example. Leaders need to show, not just tell. If you want your employees to be punctual, make sure you're there on time or even early. Number two, find a mentor. The best leaders out there know when they need help, and they know where to turn in order to get it. Nobody can know everything, so finding someone you trust for advice when things get tough can make all the difference. Number three, never stop improving. Great leaders are constantly learning and always trying to improve themselves. There's always something that you can work on or a new skill to master. Be sure to keep your mind open to new ideas and possibilities. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Mother's Day is next Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 4545. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is next Sunday, May 13th. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4545. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 4545.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power. And we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Negotiate your way to a more successful business. Joining us is an expert on the topic. We've got Wendy Dutwin in the building. She's the founder of Limelight Media.
Hi.
Break it down for us. You're the expert on this.
Absolutely. So, you know, the ways that you negotiate to a more successful business really starts with identifying who is the person you're negotiating with.
Okay.
So you have to identify your client. Who's the client that I'm going after? And what do I bring to the table that they need, that I can provide more than anybody else?
Okay, so you become indispensable, or like the irresistible person. You have to go with you.
That's absolutely right. Okay. And you have to know what you're talking about, which means that you have to have a good elevator pitch, and you have to be able to back up what you're saying with concrete details. So let's say you don't have a whole big portfolio the way that I do today. How did I do that when I started out? I really sold myself on my background, my experience, my education, my skills in production, my skills in multitasking and organization, and I was able to have my client take a leap with me. And then that's when the hard work comes in. So the second thing to, you know, negotiate your way to a better business is to back up what you say you're going to do and do it. So if it means working long hours, if it means making yourself indispensable in the sense of I'm available to them 24/7, initially, it's important because you're trying to build a trust and a rapport. You can structure some boundaries later on, but when you're building a business, you want to make sure that the client knows that they have you at all times and that, you know, you're going to be there for them at every turn. And I would say the next thing is being able to multitask, absolutely finding ways to not just do the job that you say you're going to do. When I started out, it was just negotiating a talent deal and then moving on to the next. But it's like, what if I help you negotiate the hair, makeup, and wardrobe for the talent? What if I do the talent itinerary for you and set the cars and book their travel? All of a sudden, I'm taking work off their plate. So they can focus on the big picture of the campaign.
And you know that that's inevitably going to be pieces of the puzzle. You're initially maybe providing A, but then there's going to be B, C, D, E, F, G, other things. If you can just take that off their plate, you become even more valuable than somebody who may provide the same service but doesn't do that.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So then they're going to compare. And if I'm offering it at the same, relatively, you know, the same cost that, you know, my competitors are providing it, but I'm giving them so much more service for their buck, then they don't, you know, they don't care so much about what they're paying me because they know they're getting so much for it. What initially comes out of that as well is you start to build your network, you know. Then I'm starting to have relationships with the agents, managers of hair and makeup art artists, you know, hair, makeup, wardrobe people. And I'm building my network in the entertainment industry. And then I'm building my network on the client side because then they're referring me to other teams within their corporation. Oh, I just did this amazing deal with Limelight Media. You guys have to call them. All of a sudden, you're building your network base. The next thing is follow through. Maybe you get a no the first time. So many people take no and that's it. They walk away. No doesn't mean no. You know, not in my business anyway. You're polite. You build a rapport. You keep a relationship. You check in with them. You become friendly with the assistant. You learn about birthdays and, you know, important things for these clients. And then you start to follow up with them so that there's a personal relationship that starts to develop as well. And they don't feel that it's just a business transaction. There starts to be a trust. So maybe they don't use you this time around. And then you get a call 3-4 months later and there you are. So I think
I've got a couple things on that note. So you were saying how if you can put other pieces of the puzzle in place, negotiating your way to a more successful business becomes easier because now of all the different options out there, you're providing a higher quality service that maybe even provides more things that are inevitably going to be needed for whatever it is you're providing. You're bolting those in. But what if somebody says, hey, I don't provide those other services, though I just provide this. I know you got the answer because we were just talking about bringing other people in.
Yeah.
So somebody says, but I only provide this one service. We don't provide all the other services that they might need.
Right.
What do you say to somebody like that?
What I say to someone like that is I think it's very important to be very good at what you do and to do it well. You have a niche and you do it well. And that's what we certainly do at Limelight Media. We're known for our celebrity procurement. That is what we do. However, part of celebrity procurement, it's an umbrella that oversees a lot of other elements for our clients. You have to be able to diversify. You have to be able to expand. It doesn't matter if you don't do those other things. If it's a service that your client needs and you feel that there's certain people within your organization that can provide it, a lot of it is just coordination and logistics.
Okay.
And it saves our clients a lot of wear and tear because they don't have to worry about it because we're overseeing it. It adds to the indispensability of you know, a corporation knowing that we've got their back. You know, we're boutique, absolutely. But by having these different, you know, streams of revenue, we're able to help our clients across the board. We're one-stop shop.
Which is great because I think that 100% every business should definitely go niched. I hate nothing more when I'm consulting for a company and they go, well, who's your target audience? Well, it's really everybody. I go,
wrong.
I don't care if a glass of water really is for everybody.
Right.
We got to pick a niche because that's the only way we're going to stand out in all the noise.
Absolutely.
From all the other water out there, we got to pick a niche. And you can use the same product in every marketing campaign, just use a different targeted niche.
That's right.
But so I love the fact that you said you got to go niche, but you're doing a disservice to your client if you're not going out there knowing they're going to need, moving forward, this service, this service, and this service.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you're not going out finding those key high quality relationships that are in alignment with the same thing you provide, quality of service I'm talking
That's
about.
That's right.
And then saying, hey, look, if I'm talking to a client and they need service A, B, and C, would you be willing to structure a deal to set up some type of a referral thing where I know they're going to need somebody and I don't want my client going out there guessing who's the right person.
Exactly.
When I already know from your track record, you're the best. I can refer people to you. So
yeah, you nailed it. It's still niche.
It's still niched.
It's just providing more service that niche.
Exactly. So the next thing was, I'm glad that we honed in on that. Second thing was, as you were saying, you've got to be persistent. I 100% agree. I think most entrepreneurs and just people in general in life will never experience the health, the wealth, and the happiness they're capable of and the income and the impact they're capable of because of fear of rejection.
Correct.
And I'm sure you, like me, both struggled with
our
fear of failure. and our fear of rejection when we were getting started as entrepreneurs.
That's right.
Because you're selling yourself.
Right.
And you're selling a service. And I think it's super important to talk about at some point on everybody's journey in negotiating, you're going to hear the word no. You're going to get rejected a lot. So that's why I'm bringing this up, is you've got to reframe your perception about what failure and rejection means to you. Because if failure and rejection is, oh, it's painful. For me, I learned how to reframe failure. Failure and rejection is like, yes, it's the stairway to getting a yes.
I love that you're saying that.
So how have you learned to reframe this?
That is fantastic. Yeah, you have to reframe it, because otherwise you get defeated and apathetic, and then no business can grow from that attitude at all. I think the best lessons in my career have been learned from the mistakes I've made, not the successes.
Yeah.
And I think by learning from those mistakes, I've been able to be of value to my clients.
Negotiating tips and tricks from the expert herself. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much
for having me.
Mark.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.